Welcome to Leaked, a program about food issues and questions around the community. Join Barry as he chews up the facts and spills the beans on what's happening in the secret life of food.
Hi guys, welcome back to Leaked. So good evening. Last week was the Anzac Day and I was with my family and we went to actually Palmerston North to see my cousin. So that kind of like gave me an inspiration of today's episode. So we're going to talk about New Zealand food culture, well, New Zealand food in itself. So when I was staying at an Airbnb, this lady actually when I was reading her kind of like guidelines and book of what to do and what not to do, and then she kind of questioned what is New Zealand food. And it's generally, it is quite questionable, really, like, especially when we're living in New Zealand. It kind of took me a while to realize what is iconic and what isn't. So today we're going to talk about the pavlova and also the Anzac cookie. Well, Anzac biscuit, whatever you call it. It's kind of really different compared to the rest of the world. New Zealand obviously just only recently kind of have its own food identity, kind of like a bit proud, while in other places, such as in Hong Kong, it's just like when you walk down the street, you definitely know what is iconic, and it's just like what are a few staples, just the same as Japan, a lot of places in Asia. So today we're going to talk about the pavlova and also the Anzac cookie. So I think, like, let's start off as just, like, what everyone thinks of the Anzac cookie. So, like, when I went to primary school, intermediate, and also high school, people talk about the history of Anzac cookie, that wives and girlfriends or the female, basically, like, people that's in New Zealand trying to make these biscuits or these food staples that's able to last the voyage to go to Gallipoli or these faraway places that's not going to basically get all moldy and stuff. But it's just like, as it turns out, it's just like, actually, that's not really true. When I was actually digging through a few books, it's actually really fascinating. So apparently, it's just like, generally people think of the Anzac cookie as kind of like a little version from the Scottish flapjacks or something. So like somewhere from Scotland, but that's not really the case. So apparently, there's a lot of different inspirations, and it's generally made out of rolled oats, sugar, flour, butter, golden syrup, baking soda, and boiling water. So you could see that eggs aren't there. And first of all, eggs are very scarce back in those days. It's not like right now where it's all mass produced. So it's, and also eggs tend to turn, basically make things turn off. So that's why eggs is not included. Which I find it really fascinating. This is really cool how they actually added like golden syrup, and also basically added golden syrup as like kind of like a binding agent for the biscuits. So according to Professor Helen Leach, a professor of anthropology at Otago University, she kind of like went in and actually basically did the dirty work and actually find out where did the recipe came from and when it actually first became popular. So apparently New Zealand actually had this recipe and also the name around 1921, and it's first called the Anzac Crispies in a New Zealand cookbook called the St. Andrew's Cookery Book in Dunedin. I'm assuming that this, basically, like, this company was in St. Andrew Street. So it's kind of like one of those popular streets in down at Dunedin, which is, like, really cool. I quite enjoy that place. And basically, it's just, like, it's very likely that it came from here. But there have been sources saying it could be earlier. But it's just that at the moment, we couldn't find any resources saying that it's, like, earlier than this date. The Australian actually do have a similar recipe, but they don't really have any published recipes up until 1923. So we're kind of like ahead of the Aussies by 2 years. And so it was just like, apparently though, it's just like from different sources and also magazines and newspapers. Apparently in 1917, there was a recipe that was published. So it's quite, it's called the Anzac biscuit. However, it's not the same one as we remembered. They use eggs, cinnamon, and also mixed spices, and also rice flour. Definitely different from the recipe that I stated before. So it's just like, is it really the same thing? So it's just like, so a magazine is arguing that, yes, we do have a product by its name, but it's not something that basically is just like we kind of could figure out, or something that we could recognize as the same Anzac biscuit back in the 1917. So in general, a professor at Otago was saying that it's more likely that it's started from 1921. And then let's look at what else. And also, it's just like, it wasn't, it's kind of like declined over the years, like back in from 1921 down to the 80s. And it kind of like kicked off again in the 1980s and also the 90s, with several food writers basically like promoting using different ingredients, using peanuts, sultanas, sesame seeds, and also chocolate chips. But I got to say, it really depends on what you like. I personally just like the normal thing. And every time when I go on trips, I tend to actually buy Anzac cookie, because it's kind of like the staple, really, that doesn't really turn off. And it's kind of like have this really nice texture. And it's just kind of, it's a really filling thing, like compared to a chocolate brownie or a chocolate cookie. So that's what I usually do. So I'm going to play you the short song called Jacksonville, and I'll be back in a moment.
Look where you're at.
Hi guys, welcome back to Leaked. So today we talk about New Zealand foods, and today, well, for the segment we're going to talk about the Anzac cookie, just the same as before. So there are obviously different versions of making Anzac cookies, and then I remember in 2015, my old university, the University of Otago, was testing out whether if the Australian recipe was better than the New Zealand one, or was the New Zealand one better than the Australian one. So this study was conducted by the University of Otago and also Deakin University, so that's another university in Australia, in Victoria, and it was kind of really cool. So over 200 students, including me, I was one of the participants, so we just basically tried out different types of cookies, and basically it's just like, do you like cookie one or do you like cookie two? So we don't really know which recipe is which, and as it turns out, the Australian one was actually much more better than the New Zealand one. 131 participants showed up in Australia, so the people in Otago kind of like did a bit better of like showing up, probably because we kind of like free food. And so they were just like looking at how the recipes kind of like played a part. According to the recipe, sugar was really high. Well, not really high, but considered as higher than the Kiwi recipe. And so as the butter. So it's kind of like an obvious thing when we're just like looking at through the ingredients and stuff. So they basically got these two from two different books. So for the New Zealand recipe, they got it from the Eggman's Cookbook, and for the Australian recipe, they got it from the Country Women's Association. I guess it's kind of like a magazine or a book. Not too sure, but so looking at the whole data and stuff. Overall, it seems like around 60-70% do favor the Australian one because of its sugar. But let's just go down to the recipe. So according to the recipe, for the New Zealand recipe, we use half a cup of standard flour, a third cup of sugar, two-third cup of coconut, three-quarters cup of rolled oats, 50 grams of butter, and 1 teaspoon of boiling water. So I always find it weird. I don't know what's the boiling water for, but I think it's kind of like activating the baking soda, I think. I didn't mention that. It should talk about baking soda as well. So basically you mix the flour, sugar, and coconut and rolled oats, basically all the dried materials, and you melt the butter and also the golden syrup. Dissolve the baking soda in the boiling water and add everything together. Stir the butter and also mixture into the dry ingredients, and also place a teaspoon onto the grease trays, basically making sure that the biscuits don't stick. Bake for 180 degrees Celsius for 15 minutes or until gone, and mix around 20. So that's the New Zealand, that's the New Zealand recipe, and this is the Australian one. Basically, 1 cup of standard flour, 1 cup of sugar. So that's a lot more than the New Zealand one. So remember, New Zealand uses only a third cup of sugar, where the Australian uses 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of coconut, 1 cup of rolled oats, and also 125 grams of butter. And remember, the New Zealand one was only 50 grams of butter. So that's a huge difference when it comes to like flavor. And 1 teaspoon of boiling water, and also 1 teaspoon of baking soda. So it's like kind of like the same thing. Keep the dry things dry, and also the wet things. And then when everything is kind of like mixed together, and then you combine them together, and also you bake it for 180 degrees for 10 minutes or until golden. And it's just like you could really tell that it's just like one's definitely more sweeter. And I think it's kind of like targeted the wrong people, because I remember most of like the people that actually showed up to the study were students. So obviously people from like 18 to 20 would prefer something sweeter than something much more dry, as it seems, looking at the New Zealand recipe. I'm going to play you the short song, and I will be talking about the Pavlova story in a bit.
His father was a drinker, and his mother mother cried in bed. Folding John Wayne's t-shirts when the swing set hit his head. The neighbors, they adored him for his humor and his conversation. Look underneath the house there, find the few living things riding fast in their sleep. All the dead, 27 people, even more, they were boys with their cars, summer jobs. Oh my God. Dressed up like a clown for them, with his face painted white and red. And on his best behavior, in a dark room on the bed, he kissed them all. He'd killed 10,000 people with a slide of his hand. Running far, running fast to the dead. He took off all their clothes for them. He put a cloth on their lips. Quiet hands, quiet kiss on the moon. Behavior, I am really just like him. Look beneath the floorboards for the secrets I have hid.
Hi guys, welcome back to Elite. So today we talk about New Zealand food. So the predominant ones are the Anzac cookie and also the pavlova. So it's just like this one, however, compared to the Anzac cookie, there's a lot more competition, which is so basically who invented it first. So as we all know, the pavlova is a meringue-based dessert named after the Russian ballerina Anna Pavlova, and it is basically a meringue dessert that's kind of like crispy on the outside and is soft in the inside. Sometimes have this like very nice texture similar to a marshmallow, and it's topped by fruits and also whipped cream. So according to history, basically the pavlova was created after the ballerina kind of came to New Zealand and also Australia for a little tour. And then in 2000, and basically it's just like since then, Australia and New Zealand have been just fighting like who created it first. And it's kind of like really funny. I personally think that it's just like New Zealand and Australia didn't really create it first, because there's actually other versions around Europe. Basically, it's just like since it's just a bigger meringue. So it's like I personally think that it's just like someone made it a bit earlier, but we kind of called it something else. So it's just like basically we coined the term pavlova. So in 2008, the same professor, so Professor Helen Leach, so basically she is the lady that researches these, basically she's an anthropology and also archaeology lecturer that basically like researches old recipes and also our food culture. And basically she published a book called The Pavlova Story, A Slice of New Zealand's Culinary History. And she basically argues that New Zealand invented this recipe first. So it's kind of like really quite interesting. It's just like how she delved into it. And then, so according to basically, it's just like looking at through the data and stuff, it's just like it seems like New Zealand actually have been publishing the pavlova recipe for for a long time compared to Australia. So she basically like gathered the different recipes and also ingredients, different versions. And then basically it's like she was just comparing the Australian and also the New Zealand one. So like basically in the late 1920s and also the early 1930s, she basically found that New Zealand actually have been producing different recipes of the pavlova in different cookbooks. Well, the Australians actually only started publishing this type of dessert in the 40s. But it's just like, but apparently there's all these like arguments about like who got the dates wrong and stuff. So was just like, well, looking at into it in her book, The Pavlova Story, A Slice of New Zealand's Culinary History, states that the first Australian pavlova recipe was created in 1935, while an earlier version was created in 1929 in a rural magazine. And pavlova, the ballerina, actually like came into tour in 1926. But in an Australian website, called the Australian Flavour, gave the earlier date in 1926 for its creation, suggesting the home cookery of New Zealand. It's like this book was written by an Australian called Emily Flutter. Contained the recipe of a meringue with fruit filling. So it's kind of like a bit different compared to like the Australian story. So the Australian have said that basically it was like created in Perth, while someone actually in New Zealand basically said that the pavlova was created in New Zealand. So basically there's been disputes ever since. I'm going to play you the short song and I'll be back in a moment.
If I was crying in the van with my friend, it was for freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes.
So it's just like, welcome back. So we talk about the pavlova. So there's a lot of like cultural influences. So it's like when I was reading through Wikipedia, apparently we've been trying to set the world's largest pavlova since basically like 20 years ago. So as we all know, it's all about basically beating egg white until it's kind of like this really stiff consistency. Some people... Basically, you have to add caster sugar, and some people add vinegar or corn flour and also vanilla essence, and basically bake it slowly. Well, I remember making this when I was at university, and it was actually one of the most, not difficult, but it's kind of the most tedious desserts I've ever made, because like the temperature had to be right. You have to leave it resting in the oven after it's done. So that was kind of a bit fun. Like, compared to making custard, custard was way easier. It was just egg yolk, sugar, vanilla, and also some corn flour. So we've been setting, we've been trying to make the world's largest pavlova since a long time ago. So Te Papa, basically the National Museum in Wellington, made the first largest pavlova. It's called the Pavzilla, and basically February 1999, basically trying to break the record on its first birthday. And the record was broken by the Eastern Institute of Technology in Hawke's Bay in 2005, called the Pav Kong. And the latest record was broken in August in 2010 by Aaron Campbell in Christchurch. But it's just like, so basically I feel like we kind of care a lot more about the pavlova than the Australians. And in the Oxford English Dictionary, when I was going through, apparently they kind of settled the matter and basically gave the pavlova to New Zealand. So they were just like looking through, and it's like saying it's probably New Zealand, because how we've actually like have all these instructions and also recipes made before the Australians basically took off. And I was just like looking through the BBC, and then it said that linguistically, basically, it's just like the phonetics and also seeing people how to pronounce a pavlova doesn't really matter. It's actually just basically who coined the term first. And it seems like this is a really important matter, and it basically gave New Zealand, gave it to New Zealand. But of course, it's just like looking through, it's just like I don't think anyone could really settle this, because it's just like the debate and also argument still continues on. Thank you for listening, and my name is Barry, and I'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Leaked, a program about food news around the community. If you missed this program or want to hear it again, check out planetaudio.org.nz/leaked. That's L-E-E-K-E-D.
Health